This is the meeting of Monday, November 13th, 2017, of the Citizens Commission on Elected Salaries. The time is 6 o'clock.
6:03.
And we're ready for roll call.
Okay, perfect. Ronald Malm?
Here.
Richard Wilkinson? Out. Diane Conway?
Present.
Randy Dropper?
Here.
Sherry Barrera?
Here.
Juliana Yost is out. Pandora Shaw?
Here.
All right.
All right. So I believe it is in order to take this time to introduce our new committee members, have them give a brief background. Would you like to start us off?
My name is Pandora. I actually grew up in Tacoma, so I went to Lincoln. And then I went to Eastern Washington University and was on a committee for all the clubs for funding. And then I was on the residence hall and dealt with all the money as a treasurer. And now I work at Pizza Hut as a manager.
Wonderful. All right. Now, ground rules.
Do we want to introduce ourselves to her?
Oh, sure. You know what? Why not?
Why don't you start, Ron?
I don't want to start. My name is Ron Malm. I am a chemical dependency professional in Tacoma now. I have moved locations. And I work with the public in recovery. I'm a very grateful member of this commission.
So where are you working? Which
You would have to ask me that. Prosperity Wellness Center.
And I'm Sherry Barrera, and I'm I teach kindergarten through second grade, academic core, which itself contains special ed class, and in federal way. But I reside in Tacoma.
I'm Diane Conway. I am an attorney. I practice at Gordon Thomas Honeywell. I've been there for over 19 years now. I practice environmental land use and real estate law.
And I'm Randy Dropper. I'm a data analyst for Kent Fire, now called Puget Sound Fire. And been doing that for nearly 30 years. Longtime resident of Tacoma, most of my life.
Awesome.
Yes. I'm Chloe Wonderly, and I'm an HR assistant for the city of Tacoma, so almost 3 years now, and here to help out tonight. So.
Thank you for being here. Okay. Here are our ground rules. Should we read them individually?
I don't think it's really necessary.
Okay. Read at our leisure.
Have you served on a board or committee before? So mm-hmm. So you're familiar with Robert's Rules of Orders and that sort of thing. Okay. All right.
I will say from Chantra, she let me know the rules are the same, but the chart was updated with the new members.
So. And will the new members get any training on Public Meetings Act or anything like that? Like, we started 2 years ago, 3 years ago, however long it's been.
It's been a while, yeah.
We got a seminar on.
Yes, actually, Pandora just got it.
Okay, well, there we go. Well,
and I believe Julianne has been trained as well.
Okay.
I sat through it as well.
Wonderful.
Up to speed.
All right, ground rules are understood. Now to recap our effective decision for the year 2018.
You presented this, Ron?
I did. No, I didn't actually present. I just signed it. It didn't need to be physically presented because it had already been in effect, being discussed and being we rough draft last year.
I think we changed the numbers a little bit.
Yeah. So since it was already in circulation, we were just updating it. We didn't have to physically go in again and present.
Okay.
So the history is, I'm not going to go over history lesson. What do you suggest, Diana?
I'll just give you like a 3-minute version of history. Okay, so when we, you presumably know, this commission was set up as a result of a charter amendment that was passed by the citizenry of Tacoma about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And what had been in effect previously was an automatic raise, I forget what the percentage was, for the mayor and the city council people, which made some sense at the time that they passed it because interest rates and stuff were high. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it ultimately resulted in some might say, some inflated salaries at over time, if compared to salaries of city council members and mayors of city manager-run cities, basically. So we got started pretty late in the game in terms of a time frame, in terms of we could make a decision, I think, a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, whenever it was. But there was a lot of intense discussion. Obviously, the anomalies between our salaries here versus other places were sort of stood out and was discussed about how and why that might be. There was some interim salaries adopted, but they weren't going to go into effect until January 1st, 2018, which gave us time to change them. We did cut them quite a bit, but that was only on paper because they weren't going to go into effect until January 1st, 2018, the way we did the rule. And so they gave us time to do additional research, analysis, discussion, you know, the pros and the cons. I mean, these are, you know, public. Are you okay? I'd offer you water, but you have some in front of you. these are public service jobs, but at the same time, you want to be able to attract quality people to do the work in a quality manner. And so there was a lot of back and forth on that. And what ultimately, when we came and we met over some point in the summer, we changed the numbers, the salaries that we had kind of, I don't know if we want to call it lowballed, but we definitely had reduced on paper, although not going into effect. And we brought them back up to what they kind of were at, more or less, a little shaving here and there. But that's what you see reflected in the decision that's in front of you. And then these won't get increased until this body decides to increase, or they can decrease them too in the future. They wouldn't be effective though until like the next January 1st. And one thing that I remember definitely being discussed, and probably remember this back at that original time, was we were very sensitive about not having certain council members have a different salary than other council members, which if we had switched, which is one of the reasons why we had delayed the implementation until January 1st, 2018, because otherwise you would have had a
margin.
Right, and that just, to us anyway, I think everybody except for maybe one person on the committee at that time thought that just was not, that just didn't seem fair. So that's how we ended up here. I will tell you, these are higher than usual. City of Tacoma has a city manager form of government, which means that the city manager basically deals with all the administrative work. And then the mayor is certainly the, what's the word I'm looking for? She's the face of the city.
Face, yeah.
But what that and the mayor has done over the years has varied greatly.
Mm-hmm.
We're just coming out of a cycle where for the last 8 years we've had a very active mayor. And I think the sense of the committee is that we would like, as of last summer, was that we'd like to see that sort of to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think, but which is why when you see that's a high salary for somebody from I don't know if you've seen the other.
Yeah,
I did. Okay, you've seen the other. Okay, so
the
that was the idea.
Yeah.
So, and then the other thing to remember with all the council members is they do a lot of work, or most do a lot of work, outside of the actually just their city council related meetings. So, there's a lot of boards and what have you that many of them serve on.
Yeah, we actually did that back in September 1st of 2015.
Yeah, when we these weren't the numbers we came. Ours are much lower. Remember,
yes.
we actually put it quite a bit lower.
It's like 76 on 38,000 or something.
Yeah, because we wanted to, you know, we just didn't have time or sufficient data, so we just kind of put in placeholders, mm-hmm. knowing that we could change them. The committee, as whatever how it was constituted, could change them. And then we sent out a survey. Remember,
mm-hmm.
we sent out a survey to all the council members asking a number of questions. Richard, who's not here, he's the human resources person. And he actually was the one that largely put together that survey, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he had worked with different municipalities over the years as well before he took his current position at UWT, right?
UWT. Yeah.
And it was really interesting, really effective, and I will say that we got almost everybody to respond,
mm-hmm.
In terms of what the job it actually entailed for real, in terms of commitment. And obviously, different council people handle it differently. But and then we had
council member
Bo. He was actually off the council at that point.
Yeah, past mayor.
Was it Barsma?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah,
and current mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor Strickland was in here with us as well.
Yeah, kind of talking through what they did and didn't do and stuff. So I remember I have a friend named Dick Bo, so I always want to call him, but that's not his name. It is David Bo.
David Bo, yeah.
Right. So you don't have a personal life anymore. Anytime you're standing in line at the market, you know, you're
subject to
So,
and it even causes personal problems
at
times.
Yeah, that's stress. So.
So yes.
Any questions for us?
She gave me the survey. I read over it a little bit when I was bored at work.
We've even had a special session. Once.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dylan. Oh, that was awesome.
She did that well.
Yeah, she did. Oh, the minutes. Does everyone see the future minute dates?
Yeah.
None of them jumped out at me as problematic. I reserve my right to object later on.
Agreed. Carbon copy.
As they're so far away that it's like,
yeah. I don't have any plans for any of these days.
February 5th will be cold. Okay.
And just, you know, we can always amend these dates too. There, you know, if for example, the salary discussion, if there's going to be a vote or a change, it's going to be like early. It has to be submitted by early September, it seems like, every year. So if for some reason by next August we decided to...
We can
figure out when we're going to meet or not meet.
Why does November have every week picked up?
Because she's trying to figure out when we're available or not available. Right? Is that
I didn't know if there was any preferences to like February 5th or February 26th or again the dates in May, August, November.
I would just keep it kind of the first date, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah.
But again, we can always change if need be.
As we draw closer, people will.
And then the nice thing about having the August date early in the month is that if for some reason there's a decision to change one of the salaries, then it can be dealt with, you know, we may need another meeting that month.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That
so
works.
You go with the first ones. That's good.
Cool.
All right. Oh, and that percentage was 2.75.
I'm on call the
growth was.
I'm on call the first week of every month.
It's
2.75. Doesn't mean
I'm
right.
Yeah. But they kept. Yeah. Which just
kept going
over time, and that was.
If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, I'm not.
All right. Now, the minutes from our last meeting are on the next page. Shows our decision, our numbers. Noted that this effect did not take place, will not take place until January 1st of 2018.
My one major revision is that my first name is spelled with two N's.
Oh, we'll fix that.
So if that could be changed before these are...
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we'll fix it.
And there's still an E, just need another N.
It's right up at the top.
Yeah.
I know. I also always use my middle initial when professionally, but I can live without that if we just get the first name spelled correctly.
Oh, there it is. Miss Brown spelling.
You want me to update and have Chandra send you the updated version before you sign? Because I know she wanted you to sign them.
Oh, right. With the corrections? That's fine.
Have her update and send it to you.
That'd be fine.
Can we move that they be accepted with the corrections as noted? Or?
Yes. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. The minutes have been accepted by this committee. Is there any other business at hand?
I guess I would just like to know for the next meeting whether there's anything that Pandora or the other new person would want us to talk about, whether we want to ask another city council person to come in. There's a bunch of new ones starting. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk about what they do. It just might be educational.
And see what they're walking into. We can hear what they're actually walking into for... That would be cool.
Meet the new mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah, when actually in Victoria was served on the council, that might be actually a good fit for the next meeting if she's available.
Okay.
Because she's served on the council for quite a period of time. Now she stepped into her new role. That is final now, right? That has been.
Yeah, that has been finalized.
Okay.
Yes.
So, it might see if she's available and be interested, and if not, maybe more of a more seasoned.
I bet she's going to be every bit as active as Mayor Strickland was, too.
Yeah. I think so. She strikes me. I've known her since she was on the Metro Parks Board.
I know she's real fired up.
That's good.
All right. Anything else? We have one motion left.
Motion to adjourn.
You joined at
6:21.
6:21.